served in Bosnia, Iraq, and Afghanistan. He's seen some things nobody should ever see. He never came back when he came back from overseas. Yeah, and a few months back he took his granddaddy's gun, threw it in his truck and went out for a run. Drove up Tilly Mountain to an old shine shack. That's the night he never came back. Yeah, and there wasn't any flag draped coffin, no 21 gun salute, just his mother and his brother there to bury him. Didn't even make the news. Another unsung hero who gave all for me and you. She spent 15 years with search and rescue, during that time she saved lives but lost some too. Then one day she just came undone and never got a chance to say goodbye to her loved ones. No one saw that it was going that way. When the medic showed up it was just too late. She left a note, said sorry I had to go, but I gotta go try and save some ghosts. Yeah, and there wasn't any mention of suicide. They just said she died suddenly. But now everyone knows she lost her war with PTSD. Yeah, another unsung hero who gave all for you and me. Who's gonna do what they do? Takes a special someone to walk that line, to walk that line. Yeah. A first responder. He started as a field medic serving over yonder. He thinks about the ones that he couldn't save, and though he knows there's nothing that he could have done, it still haunts him today. Then one night he hit the bottle alone, took a bottle of pills, thank God. Picked up the phone. They found him in time and they brought him back for another day. Yeah, yeah, and these days he's doing much better. He's been reaching out now, it's time to show. And he's getting help from those who really know what he's going through. Another unsung hero who gave all for me and you. They're trying to make it one more day. Together we can fix this thing. We will find a way.
PTSD,
post-traumatic stress disorder's a really bad thing.
PTSD,
don't think that it never could happen to you and me. But if it's gotten time, it just might help save you and me. Yeah, it's a monster you can't see. And it's a real bad thing.